I think I have to represent some ideas here to dispel some of the myths that are perpetuated by what we have as company unions. Farm organizations like the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Pork Producers Council and the American or the National Corn Growers Association, etc., that farmers are just doing great in the United States and that everybody should just eat, drink, and be merry. But the reality is that family farmers have been disappearing from this country for many years, in particular since after World War II when giant agribusiness gained political power and decided that we didn't nearly need family farmers. The most important thing would be to get to have cheap farm commodities, number one, and a second benefit for them from that was to drive farmers off of the land so that they could become cheap labor in our cities. And now this system has become an international attitude of driving farmers off of their land all over the world and letting them become cheap labor in the manufacturing plants of Nike and Levi's and Texas Instruments, etc. Okay. Fundamental economic reason and the way they can do this is not by any conspiracy or the need to impose an economic crisis on farmers. It just is the matter of the way the market works in agriculture as in labor. When there is too many agricultural products according to big business or too much labor according to big business, there is a natural economic downward pressure on the price of agricultural products and labor, which both benefit big corporations. And the intention of the WTO in liberalizing trade is to make the market supreme, to let the power of the market rule our lives, and to deny us the democratic institutions and ability to make the laws such that we are guaranteed a fair wage, a minimum wage, that or a living wage on the one hand, or fair prices to make sure that farmers are secure on their land and can take care of their land and take care of their family and contribute to their community in the way that they should. So our only recourse is to regain our democracy, not only in our own countries, but worldwide, to not let the WTO impose the market on our lives. And luckily, we have many allies around the world in terms of farmers and peasants in other countries, and luckily, they often are much more organized and have much more confidence in their ability to influence the future world events than we farmers here in the United States. And then, as this conference illustrates here, we have our allies in labor, and we're very closely aligned, and I hope we can develop those relationships even stronger. And our message as members of Via Campesina is that we would, like members of the labor movement, to be supportive of this concept of food sovereignty, where, after all, every country needs to have its own policy, its own food and agricultural policy, through democratic decision making, so that we have an agriculture that reflects our values, our culture, the need to protect our environment, and to have family farm agriculture that serves all of our interests versus multinational corporations who would just as soon have cheap agricultural products, cheap labor, and let everybody, the rest of society, worry about the consequences of that. So food sovereignty, I think, is the message that we bring to the labor movement from the movement of family farmers and farm workers and peasants in the world. And I guess I would like to say that the message we want to give to everybody here and the rest of the world is that, I don't know, you remember, I'm way out of my league here when I'm talking about literature now, but you know the book, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and it says, you know, don't mourn for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for you. that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, George. Now we move to the great